Episode 2202, Don't Stop Believin'.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope your week is off to a fabulous start. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and it is a time for a ray of sunshine, a glimpse of hope that, yes, nothing is impossible. So don't stop believing. You got this. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Okay, a little bit of business here before we jump in to our day. Don't stop believing. If you are on Clubhouse, have you ever heard of Clubhouse? It is a brand new, yes, I know, another social media app, but it is for iPhone users only. If you are on there, look me up. You can find me at my name, Christiane Wargo, or yes, Create Your Now is on there too, as in it will be a reference to my profile. So we're going to start a Clubhouse out there. Yes, I'm putting it out there. It's going to be fun. And it's going to be just real and raw. So if you are on there right now, it's by invitation only. So you have to receive an invite. But I know there are a lot of people out there that are receiving those invites. And so if you, my listener, has an ear into Clubhouse, I would love to connect with you there. Please reach out to me, follow me, and we can connect. All right, we got to jump in today. Because this is fascinating. I think you're really going to get a tickle out of this. I did. You know, sometimes everything around us can be a revolving door of chaos and madness. Nothing seems fair or right. No matter where you are today, don't stop believing. You've got what it takes. Let your belief melody soar. You know, as a musician, I learned to dissect the thought process of classical music compositions. Now, music was my major in college, along with pre-med, education, science, psychology, and I don't know, a sprinkle of a few other things. It was crazy, and I actually graduated early. I know, wild. But I tell you all this because, yes, music is a love of mine. And what fascinated me as I studied famous composers during my college years, they take you on a journey, right? That was their whole point of their compositions. Some had historical meanings appropriate to the time the composition, you know, was written. Others were simply personal taste in how instruments were heard to their ears. But regardless, there was a journey. Well, this past weekend, my husband was watching one of his YouTube channels. It was a guitar channel, yes, Rick Beato. And I will have the link in the show notes because you might just be curious to go and take a listen. But his show is called What Makes This Song Great? And as I was sitting there with my hubby, I was like, seriously, I really don't want to listen to guitars. Now, I love guitars, but there are some things about guitars I'm like, hon, you enjoy it. I'm going to either play it or listen to it, but I don't want it dissected. And so he continued to play this, and I was just kind of listening off and on, doing my own thing, sitting right next to him. And episode 69, that's the number, yes. The song of choice was from Journey, Don't Stop Believin'. And I thought, really? Anyway, I just love the chorus part. I love the song. It's good. It's kind of got that grip to it. And you're just like, yeah. And you can feel it, right? It feels like that soulful music. You know what I'm talking about. You're already singing that chorus in your head. I would try to sing it, but yeah, you would turn me off. So I'm not going to sing it because, plus, my voice is a little raspy today. I'm so sorry. There's something going on, but that's all right. It's probably my walk yesterday from the cold, frigid air here down south. Well, oddly enough, I found myself glued to the iPad wondering where the song would go next and why. Don't stop believing. Long story short of it, if you listen to the song, it's about a journey from Journey. And what captured my attention was the fact that the infamous chorus didn't even show up until 3 minutes and 22 seconds into the song. You know it. Don't stop believing. This was such an eye-opener for me. Here the band Journey took us, the listeners, on a journey of what life is all about. The ups and downs. But the celebration, the climax of what still needs to happen, occurs much later into the song, just as our lives unfold. Sometimes we get stuck in the verses. And we're replaying things over and over and over again. Whether it's the thoughts in our head, whether it's the situation that we're in, and it seems like an eternity, whether it's 1 week or 1 year or 10 years, it seems like you can't escape it. And then all of a sudden there's what? A breakthrough, the celebration. Don't stop believing. And you're like, oh my gosh, I wish I could have that every other minute just to keep surviving. I don't know what chorus you're singing in your life today, or maybe you're still stuck in the verses, the stuff of life. However, what I do know is that something good will come from all of this. Whatever you're going through, the situation that you're in. Maybe you've got some struggles at work. Don't give up. God's got you. I want you to think about singing that beautiful melody in your head, that life's melody. Don't stop believing. Let that melody soar. Because unfortunately, what happens is we get stuck in a verse and we keep playing that verse over and over and over and over again. And there's never that breakthrough into that chorus that is just like that, oh, finally. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you finally made it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you finally won it. It doesn't necessarily mean any of that. But what it does mean is it allows you what? Breakthrough, reprieve. It allows you to reposition yourself, to reframe your situation. So don't allow yourself to get stuck in the verses, the stuff of life. Don't let it pull you down. I know life is tough. And sometimes you're just like, oh my gosh, if I could just climb out of this pit. You can. Don't stop believing. Go out today. Come on. I know you've got joy in your heart. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.